Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 11, The Totalitarian State. 1. The State Council has been a clear-cut symbol of the authority of the ruler. It will represent the show part of the legislative corps, who will be in charge of putting the laws and decrees into writing. 2. This is now the program of a new constitution. We shall make laws, rights and justice. 1. In the form of proposals to the legislative corps. 2. By decrees of the president, under the guise of general regulations. 3. By orders of the Senate. 4. By resolutions of the State Council, in the guise of ministerial orders. 5. And, in case a suitable occasion should arise, in the form of a revolution within the state. 3. Now that we've basically established how we're going to operate, let's look into the details of what we need to do to complete the revolution by moving the various state departments in the appropriate direction. These details will involve knowing how to use and manipulate many political aspects, including the freedom of the press, the right of association, freedom of conscience, the voting principle, and many other things, which must forever disappear from people's memories, or which must undergo a radical alteration the day after the new constitution is officially announced. We need to introduce many new laws, and the best time to announce them is now, rather than later. The reason for this is, if we bring in new laws after the time when we have fully come into power, then people will be fearful of them and may reject them, because after the time, there will be a period of harsh severity and limitations, and any additional restrictive laws will make the people feel that things are just getting worse. If the only way to bring in these new laws is to discard some of our existing laws, this will give the wrong impression, like we have recognized our own wrongdoing. This will damage our image as a figure of faultless authority. We'll get no thanks for this, because people will assume that backing off is our duty. Both of the two above scenarios would damage the prestige of the new constitution. From the moment it is announced, and while the peoples of the world are still stunned by the fact that a revolution has taken place and are still in a condition of terror and uncertainty, what we want is that they should recognize, once for all, that we are so strong, so unbeatable, so superabundantly filled with power, that in no case shall we take any of their objections into consideration. And that we are so far from paying any attention to their opinions or wishes, that we are ready and able to crush all forms of expression with irresistible power. At every moment and in every place, we will have seized everything we wanted, all at once, and in no case shall we share our power with them. Then, in fear and trembling, they will close their eyes to everything and be content to await what will be the end of it all. We are wolves. 4. The goyim are a flock of sheep, and we are their wolves. And you know what happens when the wolves get hold of the flock. 5. There is also another reason why they will close their eyes, for we shall keep promising to give back all the liberties that we have taken away from them, just as soon as we have defeated what we claim are the enemies of peace, and have everyone under control. 6. It is not worth saying anything about how long they will be kept waiting for this return of their liberties. 7. Why have we invented this whole policy and cunningly inserted it into the minds of the goy without giving them any chance to examine its underlying meaning? And why have we taken such a roundabout way to obtain things for our scattered tribe of Jews? Well, because we couldn't have done it directly. This has served as the basis for our organization of secret Freemasonry, which is not known to, and has aims which are not even so much as suspected by, the Goy. These Goy cattle are attracted by us into the show army of Masonic lodges, in order feel superior to, and look down upon their fellow Goys. 8. God has granted to us, His chosen people, the gift of spreading ourselves widely throughout the world. To most people this appears to be our weakness. But as it happens, this has brought forth our strength, and we are now on the threshold of sovereignty over the entire world. 9. There is not much remaining for us to do, in terms of building up the foundation, which we have laid for our plans.